Okay. Hello. Hello.
Whoa.
Are we too loud, maybe?
I feel too loud.
Okay, maybe slightly. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back to Death by Southwest, the podcast where each week I share a different grisly murder story unique to the American Southwest, while my sister and co-host tries to piece together the clues and unravel the mystery behind each of these heinous crimes. I'm your host, Margot.
And I'm Jenna.
And just to remind everyone, we're recording everything at once right now, the intro, sense of place, and the actual episode, but the intro and sense of place will be coming out on Monday, today, if you're hearing this, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll just jump right into the story, and that will come out tomorrow. So if you guys have listened to this podcast at all, you know how much we love microdosing, and that is microdosing with Lumi gummies. We are both huge fans of this product and cannot recommend it enough. But if you don't know what we're talking about, microdose gummies deliver the perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And who doesn't want to feel good? We all want to feel good. I have found so many amazing ways that these gummies have helped me that I am actually constantly running out of them. I use them and have always used them since I first tried them for sleep. They help me fall asleep faster. They help me stay asleep. I sleep more soundly, and I never wake up feeling groggy. They also are hugely helpful when it comes to pain management. I'm getting older, and I have various aches and pains that happen now and then. And rather than taking, you know, Advil or Tylenol, I take one of these gummies, sometimes two, and it really helps to kind of alleviate the pain and help me not focus on it a lot. They have helped me with anxiety, which is a new thing for me. I have never really had anxiety before, but over the past 6 months, I've experienced a bit of it. They've been instrumental in reducing my anxiety and are so much better than having a cocktail or taking a prescription pill. And these are just a few of the ways that I have found them useful, but there is a never-ending list of the ways that they can help beyond pain management, anxiety, and sleep. They can help with creativity. They can help with sex drive. They can help with such a host of different things, and I just can't recommend them enough. So if you would like to try them, you can get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com. with promo code Southwest. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code Southwest for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code Southwest. For tomorrow's episode, I'm going to give you a little teaser and say, today we're heading to Mansfield, Texas, where passionate young love turns deadly. When the body of a popular high school girl is found brutally murdered on the side of the road, police are left with an abundance of questions. Unfortunately, the answers that they find turn out to be more disturbing and shocking than they ever could have imagined. So that is the story we will be covering tomorrow. And for today, we're going to talk about a few things, and then we're going to jump into Mansfield, Texas. And there is a military element to this story. So I have some military trivia. You want to know what I put in when I was like searching? I said U.S. military trivia for someone who knows nothing about the U.S. military.
Okay, thank you. And also now, yeah, when I get them wrong, like that's even worse, but go ahead.
That's a good point.
I don't know anything about the military.
I didn't either. So we'll
just wait till in the new year. Here I come, Margot, with all these something for dummies, you know? I'm just kidding. I don't care.
So
hit me.
Okay. Well, I have a few things first. So the Apple issue, remember we talked about? It should be fixed. And I'd love to hear from people if it's not fixed.
I think it is because I look, you know, once a week or something, I look up on Apple Podcasts. So I have to type in DeathX Southwest. And it used to come up two different ones. And I just press one and now it's just one.
Good. Because I talked to my lovely contact at Apple and she said the the Death by Southwest and the Daddy Issues show that is in my like own personal network now, Double D Network. It's a duplicate, and that they were still existing on Cavalry's network. And
that's why it was duplicate.
That's why there was two. So she transferred those from Cavalry over to my Apple Podcast network. And then she gave me the ID number and said, archive these two. These are the duplicates.
These people don't need to know that.
That's true.
It's also interesting how you said there were two for the Double D network. You should have left two.
So hopefully that issue is fixed. If anyone is still having problems, I would really love to hear from you. That would be super helpful. So I wanted to ask you, what are you watching? What have you watched this week that has stood out to you or that you're enjoying?
Well, that what Michael and I last night watched, I don't remember the name.
Something the World.
And it's not as simple as The End of the World, is it?
I think it might be.
Oh, okay.
It is called, I was saying that like I had it right here. I don't, but Leave the World Behind.
That's what we watched last night. Love it.
On Netflix.
Love it.
Yeah.
I
did too. I loved it.
Love it. I also love the Friends element and the...
Yeah, I knew
there's
would.
Two characters I really like. The daughter. Because I looked at Michael at one point after the Friends piece. If you haven't seen it, you don't know what's coming on or what I'm talking about, but...
Julia Roberts' daughter.
Julia Roberts' daughter.
Okay.
She loves to watch Friends.
Yep.
And at one point, once the internet goes down, don't worry, I'm not giving anything away, the daughter's looking out the window with a huge NASA shirt on. And I looked at Michael and I said, is that me?
I saw that. I actually did notice that. I was like, the Friends element, Jenna is going to love this.
Oh,
or
and it's
you loved it. It's throughout. I think you watched it before
I watched a little bit before, but I wasn't really paying attention. Last night I fully was. So yeah, that's what I've
Who's your
been
second
watching.
Favorite character?
Oh, I really like the guy that owns the home.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like him too. Mahershala Ali is his name. And he
is cool name.
Really, I want to say he's won some big awards for a movie. I could be getting this wrong, actually. I think he was in that movie Moonlight that was up against La La Land years ago. I never saw either of them, so I don't know.
I do know
that he's supposed to be, I mean, he's excellent in this, and he's apparently a very renowned actor, like very loved.
Even if he's not, I loved him in this.
I did too.
I thought the scenes, and again, I'm not giving anything away. If you've seen the preview, you've seen a bit of this. The boat scene, which isn't like, you know, I love a natural disaster or plane crash, but it's kind of similar, the boat scene. And then there is a plane crash scene, which maybe we should cut that.
No, that's okay. That doesn't give anything away.
Wow, those were, I really like that movie.
He's from True Detective, the last season of True Detective.
I haven't seen it.
I really like that
watching?
Movie too. I will say that Mark loved the movie until the ending. I can't say much more because I don't want to spoiler it for anybody because it is pretty new. But if you haven't seen that on Netflix, go watch it. Would love to hear your thoughts. I watched the other day randomly because I think I texted you and I said, I've seen everything. I've seen everything. There's nothing new. But I found a documentary, a three-part documentary on HBO called The House of Hammer.
Army Hammer?
Yeah.
Weren't we talking about him the other day?
We were. And
that he bites people during sexual intercourse?
Yes. We were talking about, is it true?
Allegedly.
That he's a cannibal or he's not a cannibal, because that's kind of what I remembered from all of the news stories. So this, it's recent. All the stuff that came out about him came out between, 2019 and now.
Also 4 years ago.
Yeah. Some of the most shocking things were, 2021. So it was COVID.
Also, I want to know whether or not this actually happened. Is biting a piece of... Okay, it's not okay, right? I'm not saying that, but does that qualify as cannibalism or only if you eat it?
I believe it does not unless you eat it, but...
Any of it's gross and weird.
I did take pictures of the TV because they show...
Oh, I'm not sure I want to see it.
It's nothing for you to see. I'm going to read it to you because they show... They show his texts between him and this woman that he was texting with that he met on Instagram, his text between another woman from Instagram.
it's women that he's engaging with sexually or potentially engaging with sexually or just sexually chit-chatting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the point.
Okay. The point is that I'm just going to read these texts, but I probably should give a warning before reading them. They are very graphic and of a sexual nature and disturbing. So fast forward 30 seconds if you are not comfortable hearing that. He sent these to this woman. They had not, I believe, met in person yet, or maybe they had once. Doesn't matter either way. So he said, "I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. Fuck, that's scary to admit. I've never admitted that before. I have cut the heart out of a living animal before and eaten it while it was still warm. Totally raw, still warm. I'd eat your heart if I wasn't stuck without you afterwards. I want to see everything inside of you. I want to see your brain, your blood, your organs, every part of you. And I would definitely bite it. Or try to fuck it. Not sure which. Probably both. If I fucked you into a vegetative state, I'd keep you, feed you, wash you, and continue fucking you till you are sore and broken."
Okay, first of all, we need to put a warning.
I will.
Above that.
I will.
Because I can hear a lot of stuff and I feel a bit disturbed. Also, the first line you said, whatever he said about "I'd eat you," uh-huh. I was thinking, okay, well, that could be taken out of context, or it could be like weird sexy talk.
Yep.
Well, that it ended there, that thought.
Yes, it clearly did. Yes, I took pictures of that and kept them on my phone because I was so shocked. I remember hearing about this.
But that doesn't, okay, I have no idea because I don't know. I can only picture Armie Hammer. I really don't know. I might have heard it in passing years ago. I have no clue. That's all disturbing.
Very.
Does that mean he actually does that or he just likes to talk?
No, he is
deep and dark. I don't know.
I will say he definitely does do that. He's very much into torture and rope.
Are you certain? Definitely, he cuts out people's body parts and fucks them.
He does not cut out people's body parts.
Okay, but that's what
I know of.
Okay, well, that's what you got to be careful of, though. You said he definitely does that stuff.
He is into BDSM for sure, and
that's totally different, though.
The very most extreme. I'll say this. If this is fascinating, you should watch it. It's very interesting. It was shocking to me, and I didn't really know who he was except for Dana made The Social Network, and Armie Hammer played the Winklevoss twins. And so I'm watching the show, and it's talking about The Social Network and how that was kind of his big break. And then this picture popped up on the screen, and that's Armie Hammer, and that's Dana.
No one knows who Dan is.
I know. He's my boss. I've talked about him before.
Even the most extreme, you're going to have to cut this, I think, because even the most extreme forms of BDSM in terms of a consensual sexual relationship.
That's the difference.
You're not.
These were not consensual.
You're not eating someone or keeping someone in a vegetative state.
Well, yes. The things that he said, I will retract. He didn't do those things. He's saying he would do those things. He did other things that I obviously am not going to get into that was not with a consensual person necessarily. And it was very shocking. And what was honestly more shocking and interesting to me is that his family goes back, like the history of his family, I had no idea. Armand Hammer was his grandfather. He was a billionaire oil tycoon. They have some kind of relation to the Kennedys. Like,
do they have relation to Armand Hammer?
No. No. But his grandfather or great-grandfather was a Russian spy. And I mean, it's a fascinating documentary. It is disturbing, I will say, for sure. But I was like, what? I just could not get over it. It was very, very interesting to me. So if you're looking for a documentary and you're not easily triggered or disturbed by disturbing things, then I would say check this one out on HBO, The House of Hammer.
Well, I'm going to write it down. I'm actually going to write it down.
Yeah.
I don't like those texts you read. I know they don't come from you. I'm not shitting on you.
That's the worst part of the show.
And I'm not saying he did that, but like, out of context. I bet in the show it's still, in the documentary, super disturbing.
It is.
But it kind of like came in. Yeah. You know, like it's like, whoa.
I didn't prep you for that.
I did not. Or you did not.
Yeah, I did not. That's true.
House of Hammer?
House of Hammer on HBO. It's
beware, guys. I haven't seen it, but beware.
It's
sounds like.
It's very interesting and well done.
Can we stop this and watch it right now?
No, I'm just kidding. The only other thing I wanted to say is that I didn't go on Patreon while I was gone, and I didn't really go on for at least the first full week that I was back, and I hopped on, I don't know, earlier this week maybe. And Patreon has a new feature. It's a chat feature. It's like a chat room that everybody who's a patron can just easily chat with each other. And so I went and I looked to catch up on if there was any chats from when I was gone. And I loved it because Lori and Jane and Zeka and Paula, and I know there's somebody else who I'm forgetting. I'm going to feel so bad about it. They were all chatting while I was gone and I wasn't checking Patreon, and they're all like sending pictures of their Thanksgivings and telling each other to have happy Thanksgivings. And
I love that, a little community.
I was like, and that's what I said. I
really
think
support that.
So cool that none of these people would have, you know, been in contact with each other if it weren't for this. And they're talking about things that are
like not just about our murder podcast.
Oh, this is interesting. Jane sent him out. Yes. Not about our podcast, just about, life. Jane, Zeka,
you could just say a bunch of our Patreons.
Yes. And so anyways, Jane shared, her and her husband are going through some difficulty. And so, I hope, Jane, that you're doing well. It was nice of her to share that. And then she wrote, I saw your tree photo, and she asked, so do you celebrate Hanukkah as well? And we did growing up, Jane. We celebrated Hanukkah, yes, every year. And we had a menorah, and my mom did presents for us. I don't know. Haven't you celebrated Hanukkah since then?
Yeah, like lightly. Like I put out mom's old... No, I haven't really.
Okay.
Like, I really haven't.
No, I haven't either.
I identify, it's the first night of Hanukkah, and maybe we'll do a little, like...
That was last week, right?
Yeah, tonight's the last night.
Yeah, that's right.
That surprised me, because I was like, okay, it started last Friday. So I was like, tonight's night 7. But actually, if you count, it's 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't either. I haven't celebrated since we were kids. But when we were kids, yes, we did. We celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, Easter, Passover, high holiday. I mean, we celebrated everything.
What was your least favorite holiday that we celebrated and or did something for? What was your least favorite holiday?
I guess the high holidays, because there wasn't a ton of like celebration with them. Passover, at least I really liked the Passover dinner.
You did or did not like?
I did. I mean, it was long.
I'm asking what you least liked.
I know. I'm trying to think. I guess the high holidays. Like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, because we really did was went to temple.
And ate the meal.
Yeah.
Mine was Easter.
We went
to brunch somewhere. Oh. I think that's why I don't like brunch.
We did?
Yeah, a few years we went somewhere with, I don't know, I don't think it was the Jacksons, but we went somewhere for brunch. Like, Dad didn't care. You know, he was the Catholic or the Christian-based, raised individual. We just celebrated it, I think, because we were kids and they wanted to celebrate everything.
Yeah, they hid eggs. We had Easter baskets, so I remember
that. I like that part. I remember going to a brunch at like a hotel or a something.
Oh, man, I've blocked that out of my mind. I don't remember that. I do remember they would get us bunny-shaped cinnamon rolls. From Mrs. Powell's something in Chicago or in Vernon Hills, I think. And it was delicious.
Yep, those were cute. And they had little frosting like buttons on them.
Yep. I can definitely remember that.
See, I'll talk all day long about things I want to talk about. I'm all, let's keep going with this. Just stop talking about that shit. That's freaking me out.
Yeah, that was probably a lot. But I was just, it was dually.
I think you can make it a wreck. Like a weird wreck and put a clip.
Yes. it was dually interesting to me because A, I had heard about it briefly, but I really never read much about it. I didn't know exactly what all the hubbub about Armie Hammer was, except for a few things in passing. And so it was obviously shocking and disturbing. And then also Dana was my old boss. We're still in touch. It was very fascinating. Not fascinating. It was cool. It was cool to see him on the screen and be like, unfortunately,
she's talking about her boss, not Armie Hammer.
Right. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into this sense of place for Mansfield, Texas. So this is going to be a brief sense of place. Mansfield, Texas is it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. It's about 30 miles southeast of downtown Fort Worth and 30 miles southwest of downtown Dallas. It is a former farming community built around a grain elevator, home to an old indoor rodeo arena. There's a lot of antique stores there. From what I could gather, it's a very kind of sweet, cute, small Texas town. Elevation is 500 to 700 feet above sea level. This is interesting. The median household income in Mansfield is above the national average. And I want to say one of our last episodes, I said that about where we were in Utah or Colorado. And it was like 56,000 or something, which that sounds reasonable to me. The median income in Mansfield, Texas is $110,000.
Do you know what I'm going to ask? Like, what's the... I don't know. Is there like a industry that a lot of people, maybe whatever this grain,
grain farming. It's an old farming town. So grain, the population is around 75,000 people. So fairly small. And you know, that's about it. There's nothing that I found that was like fascinating about Mansfield to share.
It's a middle America town with people that make apparently good money.
So when I can find like, you know, fascinating facts or trivia, obviously I'll do that. I didn't find anything. It's exactly what you just said. But, and also, so our story today, I really couldn't pick a transition. Our story today does have a slightly kind of military element to it. So I, like I said earlier, have some military trivia and I didn't know a lot of these. So
it's fine.
Okay.
Even if you did know all of them.
What are the five branches of the U.S. military?
The Navy, the Marines, the Army.
Those are
that's
all
water, land, sky. Wait, Navy, Marines, Army. Wait, which is the sky?
You don't have the sky yet.
Okay, the sky. I can't name it.
Air Force.
Air Force. And then what's the fifth?
There's another water one. Like if you got stranded out at sea, you'd call these people.
Oh, the Coast Guard.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that was... Oh, okay.
That is considered a branch of the U.S. military. Yeah.
Oh,
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard.
One of them, isn't one all-encompassing?
Yes, I think it's, I can't remember if it's Marines or Navy SEALs. Okay, so.
Go on.
What is the title given to an enlisted member in the Army? So someone who is in the Army, you would refer to them as what?
An enlistee. I'm just kidding. I know that's not it. Oh, so it could be in any of these branches?
No, Army.
Oh, Army. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. A soldier?
Yes. A soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What is the primary role of the Navy?
To protect land.
No.
Wait, what is the Navy?
The primary role of the Navy is to conduct maritime operations, including protecting sea lanes and protecting power across the ocean. So whoa. Navy is ocean.
But so what? What so about the Marine? And
I think Marines is everything.
Four all falling under Marines.
Yes, I think all. I think a Marine is all of those things: Army, Navy, Air Force,
Coast Guard.
Essentially, yeah,
are all under the Marines.
Yeah,
because also Marine sounds water based. I know Coast Guard. It does. And apparently Navy.
Yes. Do you know what the
height? We're going to get so much shit for this.
That's okay. I mean, like, we don't have anybody in the military in our family.
Well, oh, yeah. No, you know, I know.
I don't really know anybody in the military.
But is that right?
I believe.
Well, can you look it up?
I am right now.
Like, I need to know.
The Marine Corps is a branch of the armed forces that acts as the premier crisis response force.
Not necessarily just in the water.
No.
So it's a branch of the Army.
Water and land is what.
Okay, branch of the Army for crises.
The Marine Corps is part of the U.S. Navy. There we go. Okay. What does ROTC stand for?
It's what people join to prep for if they want to join. Yeah, Reserve Office.
Officers, yes.
Officers. I don't know. Just tell me.
Training Corps.
Okay, so it's training.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm all, yeah, yeah.
What military academy is located in Annapolis, Maryland?
Damn it. All I know is it's in that great movie with Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm. So, Good Men?
No.
Oh, no.
with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh.
She's at
Silence of the Lambs.
The Navy?
Yeah, it's the Navy. Yeah. You're correct.
Yeah, because she goes running in the woods.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask you and then I'll tell you. What is the primary responsibility of the Coast Guard?
To protect the water masses, the seas, yeah. The land, or not the lands, the oceans, the
search
seas.
And rescue in the ocean, oh, and law okay. enforcement. Law enforcement and search right. and rescue in the
if
ocean.
If you're driving a boat drunk.
Yep. Coast Guard's going to get you.
Could get you.
Could get you. That's right.
And if you fall off your boat, hopefully they rescue get you. You.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know what? This is interesting. Do you know what the Air Force Academy's official mascot is? It's an animal or a. It's a non-human. It's an animal.
That's interesting that you said. So it makes me think it's like a unicorn where it's like an animal, but not. It's not or like a bumblebee.
Okay. When I said animal, I meant it could also be a reptile or a bird.
Oh, it's a raptor.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. It's a falcon. That's a good one. And it's known as Mach 1.
Yeah.
And the Navy's official mascot is the blank. And I can't tell you its name because it will give it away. It's a goat named Bill the Goat. I don't understand.
The Billy Goat?
Why is the Navy's mascot a goat? Why wouldn't it be a dolphin?
Can we go back to the Air Force?
Sure.
What is it?
A falcon known as Mach 1. Falcon's in the air. It flies. That makes sense to me.
No, it does.
The Navy, wouldn't you think it would be like a shark or a whale?
And what is it?
A goat.
Greatest of all time. I'm just kidding. Also, I have a lot more to say, but I'm not going to say it about the Navy related to Tom Cruise.
That's A Few Good Men, right? And Jack Nicholson?
No.
Oh.
Move on.
Damn it.
I mean, yes, that's. I'm not saying that's a bad movie, but no.
But that is a movie.
What's
that
the new movie that Tom Cruise did 30 years ago that he redid?
Mission Impossible?
No, let's move on. Go on. I'm not shitting on you either.
I don't know.
It's fine. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Well, that's it. That's all I have for...
Everyone's all, thank God.
That's all I got for our intro and sense of place. So... We will wrap this up and say thank you for listening to the intro and sense of place.
And good night and good luck.
Good night. Good luck.
Just kidding.
Please tune in tomorrow to learn more about this teen love and U.S. military-based kind of murder that will be coming out tomorrow.
I wrote down a sentence that you said earlier that I think you're going to cut.
Uh-huh.
Can I say it? Because I sure. really thought it was nice.
Yeah.
You said, where passion transforms into peril.
Yes.
Passion transforms into peril.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
Thought that was good.
That's good. No, I so might not.
You can cut that, but I thought that was really nice.
Okay. Thank you. Well.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Night, night.
Death by Southwest is hosted by Jenna Schneider and Margot Carmichael.
Executive produced by Margot Carmichael.
Produced by Jenna Schneider.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.